You're listening to SBS News.
Advocacy groups have fronted a Senate committee hearing evidence about the ongoing challenges faced by diaspora communities in Australia. The inquiry heard submissions referencing support mechanisms offered to diaspora community associations, including government grants and other funding. It also explored safety concerns among diaspora communities and means for strengthening the protection and resilience of vulnerable groups, barriers hindering participation of diaspora communities, and opportunities to strengthen partnerships between government and diaspora communities. The inquiry heard that there are limited avenues for diaspora communities to access federal government funding and urged policy reforms for diaspora engagement, collaboration, and strategy implementation. Chief Executive at Diaspora Action Australia, Denise Goldfinch, told the inquiry, a trust needs to be established to enable better cooperation.
Diaspora are valuable knowledge holders of the social, political and economic dynamics of their home country. They are both willing and well-placed to transfer this knowledge to relevant ministers, diplomats and DFAT personnel. The Australian government would benefit from establishing a diaspora liaison role within DFAT to oversee, coordinate and support departmental engagement with diaspora communities across its range of functions. Trust can only be built through meaningful engagement and an ongoing commitment to collaboration, as opposed to the current stop-start and highly transactional interactions with diaspora. Investing in these relationships and demonstrating a commitment to longer-term, mutually beneficial partnerships would provide significant benefits to government and enable development cooperation.
The committee heard that racism, discrimination, employment limitations, barriers to accessing essential services, and a lack of culturally tailored support services continue to exist across Australia. Ms. Goldfinch outlined ways to enhance a development cooperation model.
The Australian government must first develop genuine and sustainable partnerships with diaspora communities. To more effectively advance Australia's diaspora collaboration, government should first focus on investing in existing civil society partnerships. Secondly, investment should be directed to testing new diaspora collaboration models and directly resourcing diaspora communities through co-designed funding streams. Harnessing the unique value of diaspora is impossible to achieve without developing an enabling environment shaped by a comprehensive diaspora policy and tailored investment model. While policies for engagement with civil society and with refugee communities do exist across various federal government departments, there is a notable absence of diaspora policy.
The Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network is Australia's national peak body representing the rights and interests of young people from refugee and migrant backgrounds. National coordinator Nadine Libby warned the committee that young people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds are confronted by barriers undermining their participation in Australian life.
The voices of this group of young people are commonly marginalised in policy development, in program design and delivery. Even though their voices are commonly marginalised, they're certainly not a minority group. They make up just under half, about 47% of Australia's youth population. So they're by no means a minority group in the Australian youth cohort landscape. But I will say they are an incredibly diverse population group due to a range of intersecting factors, including country of origin, migration journey and experience, language, cultural background, socioeconomic status, faith, age on arrival, geographic location. Many are living in regional and rural areas, as well as in metropolitan and capital cities.
The committee heard evidence from several youth ambassadors who said racism and discrimination has a devastating effect on young people in diaspora communities. Ms. Liddy called for a new anti-racism strategy. She says racism is harming people's sense of belonging and identity in Australia.
We know from the work that we do with diaspora young people that they commonly experience barriers to their full participation as active citizens in Australia. And they include experiences of racism and discrimination, access and equity in the service system, so culture and language that can present as barriers to essential services and support, or a lack of culturally responsive service delivery in mainstream systems, mental health and the impact of immigration policy.
Former refugee from South Sudan, Apajok Biar, told the committee a more coordinated approach to policy development is needed to manage multiple issues confronting diaspora communities. Tasmanian Liberal Senator Erica Betts is the chair of the committee. He highlighted the importance of speaking the English language.
From my observations, the importance of English English language skills are vital because, regrettably, there is a degree of exploitation of new arrivals and diaspora communities, often by their own countrymen who rely on their fellow countrymen not having sufficient language skills, for example, to ring the Fair Work Ombudsman or understand what minimum wage and other conditions might be.
Several representatives from SBS addressed the committee, including Director of Audio and Language Content Mandy Wicks, Corporate Affairs Director Claire O'Neill, and External Affairs Manager Natasha Eves. A final report will be issued on the 26th of November. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.